Hi, beautiful souls. This episode is all about personal power, being unfuckwithable. I talk about it a lot because it is the foundation of all creation and all receptivity. So enjoy today's episode and pass it along with whoever you think may need or want to hear this today. I love you.
Hello and welcome to Uplift Lifestyle Podcast. I am so excited to have you here. In this world, in this realm. If you're listening to this, you're likely a high-level woman. You're likely a soul having a human experience. You're likely here to live a life by your own design. One where you honor all of your spirituality, all of your quantum beingness, but you truly understand and have a deep, profound awareness of the magic that exists here on Earth. You're here to have the most alchemized life. Ascension, opulence, your desires manifesting, walking through life in a way that feels like one big exhale. If you're new to my work, welcome. I'm a quantum channel, a quantum healer, and a high-level coach. My name's Haley Bowler Cook, and I'm hosting you here. It's mostly just riffs, me channeling for you, leading you through many transmissions and coaching you through high-level concepts. We're here to have big conversations about all things spirituality, new paradigm wealth, opulence, ascension here in the earth plane, divine harmonization between your masculine and your feminine, recoding, rewiring your brain, regulating your nervous system, and supporting you in living a life by design. If you haven't already subscribed to this podcast, please do so now and share this podcast with anyone who you think would be served by my devotional channel here on the show. If you're not already following along on Instagram, that is where I am the most. I'm on Instagram, in my stories, in my posts, channeling, speaking, transmuting energy for you, for your highest timeline. Thank you for being here, my love, and enjoy this episode.
My Lord, it has been a while since I've recorded. I recently became a new dog mom to our beautiful puppy Dalmatian, and I've been working on something behind the scenes, a very devotional, high service offering. Soon I will be sharing what I'm working on, but it's top secret for now. And I have been going so deep with my one-on-one clients and holding space for the aligned one-on-one clients and anyone who is desiring to come in. But I am driving home, just had a beautiful, beautiful dinner out at Cambridge Mill, wining and dining, celebrating, and I'm driving, the sky is gorgeous, it's a beautiful night to record, and I was just reflecting and thought, I'm going to pick up and record, you know how I love to riff on here, so I'm going to chat with you guys about personal power. I know I talk about it a lot, but it is the foundation of all creation. It's the foundation of all receiving. It's the foundation of love. It is the foundation of living a life by design. So personally, powerful people are not basing their power on circumstances. They're not powerful over people. It's not circumstantial. It's not, I'm powerful in this group. I'm powerful in this relationship. I'm powerful in this career. I'm powerful here. You are powerful, period. You are powerful because you are powerful. It's not hierarchical. It's not circumstantial. It's not, I'm powerful when XYZ goes my way. It is, I am powerful, period. So when you begin to live in a way where you know you're powerful, you are like, I am powerful, period. God chose me. Life chose me. I am God. I am life. I am source. Source moves through me. I am powerful. And you walk that walk as a divine being. You are unfuckwithable, which is my favorite word. You are unfuckwithable. You are living a life by design because you know you are the creator. And even if you wobble, even if you forget, you always come back to remember. And the more you practice coming back to that remembrance, the more potent your innate attraction and creation points are. So I want to dive into this concept of it not being hierarchical. So a lot of people, specifically within the societal conditioning and the hegemonic structures and systems and the patriarchy and capitalism and industrialism and all of the, and colonialism and every single structure that has been perpetuated throughout history and still exists big time today, is all based on circumstantial power. So it's based on, I'm powerful because I have more money than you. I'm powerful because I'm better looking than you. I'm powerful because I have this career. I'm powerful because I have this pension. I'm powerful because you did something wrong to me and now you owe me. I'm powerful because whatever. It's circumstantial. It's not based on alignment. It's not based on I am unfuckwithable. It's not based on I am powerful because I am powerful. It's based on I'm powerful because of the hierarchy that I'm in. So this is where people get what I call situational confidence, where it wavers, right? So people are wavering. It's like they may feel really powerful at their career and they come home and in their relationship, in their family, they feel really unpowerful for whatever reason. This is not the vibe. This is wavering power. This is circumstantial power. This is situational power, and therefore situational confidence and circumstantial confidence. And with this, you are not creating, attracting, and receiving in the potency and the accelerated way that is so available to you. So how can we become unfuckwithable? This is something that is a practice and a devotion, and this is where high-level facilitation is important. This is where doing the deep healing work is important. This is where guaranteeing that you are going to devote to the practice, being committed to the practice, being in a way of being that you hold yourself to the standard of the practice of being personally powerful comes in. So whether you hold yourself there, you have a family member or a friend who holds yourself there, or you have a coach or a mentor or a healer who holds yourself there, you are more likely to maintain that devotional way of living. So consistency is a word that some people use for it. I love the word devotion because it's so much more juicy and encompassing of what it means to be walking your highest timeline. It's not a chore. It's something you can't not do. It is something that is so pleasure oriented. It is something that is so good for you. When you're walking in your devotion, you are committed. You're beyond committed. You're devoted. So the practice of being personally powerful is being love to yourself, giving yourself grace in all circumstances. When you're really good at something, loving on yourself. When you fuck something up, loving on yourself. When you mess it up, forgive yourself. When you do something incredible, be proud of yourself. Like, it's this deep self-love is a foundation of it. Being in an energy of I am powerful, period, is also required when you are manifesting and creating. So it's not, oh, I'm powerful and I'm killing it when XYZ shows up in my external reality and I have all this external validation to say that X, Y, and Z is manifesting. That is not personally powerful. That is not unfuckwithable energy. That is situational energy. So oftentimes in manifestation, people are manifesting from a shaky foundation. They're manifesting from a foundation of circumstantial power where they feel powerful when they start to see evidence in their reality. That's amazing. And I'm all about setting yourself up for power and setting yourself up for circumstantial power. You know, get your 8-10 hours of sleep or whatever serves you, eat well, exercise, move your body, take care of your mental health, take care of your spiritual health, meditate, do yoga, do whatever serves you, have good sex, listen to music, like whatever raises your vibe, amazing. You're going to feel really circumstantially powerful. But who are you when shit hits the fan? Who are you when you're going into an edge and leaning into an edge? Who are you when circumstances around you look like nothing is adding up? That is when your personally powerful identity comes through. That is when you have to hold the faith. That is when you decide that no matter what it looks like, you believe in yourself. That self-belief, that self-concept, that energetic of being unfuckwithable and personally powerful, period, is everything in manifestation, in creation, and in receiving. So can you walk with this trust? Can you walk with this surrender? Can you let the void be the sexiest foreplay you've ever experienced? Can you let the in-between feel juicy and exciting? And can you not be such a anxious attachment-focused manifester? So many people are. They only feel good when they see things in their external reality are showing up. Can you feel good, period? Can you just decide that your journey is beautiful, period? You trust the unfolding? And when things do manifest, you just say, thank you more, please. And when edges come up, you lean in, you do the work, you do the healing that's required. Can you move with that? Personally powerful people live life by design. They live their dream lives. They walk their highest timeline because they don't let circumstances or hierarchies or illusions of scarcity fuck with them. They know they are whole and complete. They walk in the vibe of life chose me, so I'm going to choose me. This is what I wish for you, my loves. This is my reflection as I'm driving home. Oh my God, the sky is gorgeous. I love you so much. Thank you for listening to this. If this spoke to you, save it, subscribe, share it, come back to this. This is like the pep talk we all need to remind you, you are fucking powerful. God chose you. Life chose you. The universe chose you. You're here. Your soul chose your body. Your soul chose to incarnate at this time. You are here for the new earth. You are here for the new paradigm. Don't you forget it. Please, please, please remember that, amplify that, be that, live that, and share that. Whatever merit it is that you received from listening to this today, from walking your highest timeline, may you share that in devotional service with those you walk through life with and walk beside with and lead. If you desire to be led by me, there are so many beautiful ways to work one-on-one right now, various price points. And as always, if my price points are out of reach, genuinely, they're actually truly out of reach, send me a message. Let's see what we can do to support you in getting support, high-level support, in a way that serves you so you can really get into alignment with who you're meant to be and how you're meant to live. I love you guys so much. There's offers here in my link in the show notes, at the link in my bio on Instagram, and come direct message me on Instagram and let's chat. If you know you're meant for this, if you know you're ready for life by design, if you know you are a powerful human being and you want more, come say hi. I love you. Have a beautiful day.
Thank you, gorgeous, for being here, for receiving the transmissions of today. A reminder that what I say here on the show is divine, and receiving it, listening to it, and learning these things is one thing, but actually implementing and embodying these ways of being in your life, now that's where the magic is. So use your own divine masculine, your own divine alignment, and your beautiful self-leadership to lead you forward, to lead you in embodying these practices, living in these ways, because that is where the transformation happens, in the subtle codes of who you be every single day. You are so powerful. You are beyond magnificent. And I hope today was the catalyst that moves you. If you're not already up to date with all things Uplift Lifestyle, follow along with us at uplift_lifestyle. And I want to invite you into my most accessible, affordable, yet high level experience, monthly devotionals. They're $11.11 Canadian per month. These monthly devotionals are potent, channeled 15-minute transmissions, which are meditations, hypnoses, that come into your email when you subscribe every single month. The transmission is recorded by me for you with my purest devotion to you and your highest timeline. The transmissions are exclusively for the beings subscribing to the monthly devotionals, so your energy is felt. I want you to feel like this is a high level devotion to you when you subscribe. Check out every single month and dive in to all of the codes that I lead you through in that transmission. When you do subscribe, send me a DM on Instagram. Let's connect. Let's celebrate you. This is a big deal. And let's move you into your highest, highest ascension. As always, you know I love devotionally connecting. So if you have any questions, if you want any more details of how to work with me, be it in a group container or a high-level one-on-one space, send me a direct message on Instagram at uplift_lifestyle. Always head to the link here in the show notes as well to see what offerings are available for more details. I love you. I admire you. Thank you for being here. Now let's alchemize and ascend in all the pleasure and opulence and joy that we get to experience here in this earth realm. Have a fabulous day, my love.